Right now, though, we're focusing on rugbyheartland.co.nz and that Heartland Championship with two rounds to go. Kevin here has informed Big Ben Francis that he has stats that will blow my head off. I can't wait to hear these. G'day, Kevin. How you doing?
Good evening. Yeah, it was good to hear young Matty there on the phone in his all his glory. But something that he probably doesn't know and isn't aware of is that 223 games have been played between West Coast and Buller. Last year was the first time in over 110 years they didn't play each other due to the terrible COVID. West Coast lead this battle 105 wins to 103 with 15 draws. But the big one is the average score is Buller lead 12.35 to 12.04. That's less than a third of a point per game over 125 years.
That's not bad, is it? That's what you call a rivalry when it's that tight.
It was. I even sent these statistics to the Guinness Book of Records to say, show me a professional sport, well, a first-class sport that has a closer rivalry. And but this weekend, the Rundle Cup's up for grabs. Buller are the current holders of that, so they've had a horrible season, let's be honest. So they'll be looking at holding on to that. The last time they met, they beat West Coast by 40 points in Greymouth. So it will be a humdinger in Westport this weekend.
Yeah, definitely will be. I mean, they'll be looking to break that losing streak. And what a way to do it than, you know, against your biggest rivals.
Exactly. And if it's not one of the biggest rivalries in New Zealand rugby, I'd like someone to tell me another.
Another big one. Yeah, well, I mean, we do have another big one this weekend. South Canterbury versus Mid-Canterbury, mate. That's reasonably large.
It certainly is. And South Canterbury, I mean, hey, they got out of jail against... oh, my brain's just gone off, my head off at the moment, against Whanganui last week. They sort of got out to that quick lead and then sort of just sat on that lead for the rest of the match, and Whanganui started chipping away, but their defence held far too well. And then Mid-Canterbury, well, I thought the game ended 19-all. I was totally unaware we were looking at Golden Point in Heartland this year, and they managed to sneak the first ever Heartland Golden Point victory by taking out Poverty Bay 22-19. So, yeah, it's all up for grabs, Town and Shield and all that. But I think South Canterbury will be far too tough at home in Timaru.
Yeah, they will be, mate. I agree with you. I think they will. Why have we got Golden Point and Heartland? What's wrong with the draw?
Exactly. Why is the Yeti living in both North America and the Himalayas? Good question. I mean, you know, I mean,
well, they're different creatures because one's a Sasquatch and one's a Yeti, all right? So, come on.
True. I mean, you know, both teams deserve the 2 points. Poverty Bay scored the buzzer beater equaliser to make it 19-all. It would have made the competition a lot more closer. Poverty Bay now are 3 points behind Mid-Canterbury, whereas it would have been a lot tighter. And it may have even had completely knocked out West Coast and East Coast for any sort of fifth, sixth spot and still left that door open. So, I mean, the draw can still be there if they, of course, they didn't score any points in Golden Point. But, I totally disagree with Golden Point in Heartland. Professional sport or knockout stage, sure, but not during pool play.
Not during pool play. No, I 100% agree with you on that one, mate. Of course, we've got that big game coming up, but there's a few others that could have knock-on effects as well, a little bit sort of further up the table if we look at things. And Horowhenua Kapiti taking on Wairarapa Bush. I mean, these two are near neighbours as well. At the moment, Horowhenua Kapiti are holding on to that last place where you might be able to get to play for some silverware. But the Bush are starting to come good, aren't they, after a rubbish start?
They are. So, yeah, I mean, for everyone out there, it is pretty much the derby round, all but Whanganui North Otago. But, yeah, Horowhenua at Levin, I mean... They've shown a lot of promise this year. Teams already sort of gave them, they were in the game against teams last week. Wairarapa Bush were very clinical against King Country last week. The score should have been higher. Guildford was in the starting lineup and then disappeared. I don't know where he's gone. I haven't even found out where he is. So hopefully he'll be back this week. I know he's been getting over an injury. But Wairarapabush, held on to the Lahore Meads Memorial Scroll against King Country. And they have belief now that they can do it. They've picked up a couple of good wins. And they need the full 5 points to have any sniff at the end of going into the final round against East Coast.
Yeah, which is going to be a great game in itself. I mean, for Horowhenua Kapiti, they are currently, like I said, sixth. And there is going to be a shield or cup to play for fifth and sixth. Do we know what that's called yet? Because I did say to you the other day, I'd heard that it was going to be named after Grizz Wiley, but you think it's going to be named after someone else?
It is going to be named after someone else. I've heard about three or four names, but the latest one I've heard, officially I can't even say it because it hasn't been released, I don't think it's my place to announce it. But it has a Heartland connection, has All Black connection, it has Tangata Te Whenua connection, so there's a lot of connection there with all walks of life. So I think it will be a great name for a trophy.
Okay, all right. Well, we look forward to finding out what the name is going to be on that trophy, mate. I mean, Whanganui versus North Otago is an interesting one as well. I mean, they are level on points. It's third versus fourth. So, technically what you say, it's a rivalry round except this one. I mean, there's a lot on the line for this one. What's gone wrong, mm-hmm. you think, for Whanganui this year? I mean, we say gone wrong. They've only lost twice, but still, by their standards.
Oh, you want me to say it, don't you?
I do.
Referee decisions. They've had a horror run with decision making on the field. I mean, we go back to the Mid Canterbury game. I mean, that could have changed their whole season. They could have been sitting there on easily, probably maybe 24, 25 points, and still challenging for the Meads Cup. This because both Whanganui and North Otago are on 20 points here. Pretty much the winner of this will host the Hawke Cup final. Mm. And don't forget, North Otago are the carryover Meads Cup champion. So they've got plenty to play for. And, Mid-Canterbury, it's just unlucky, I believe, for them that they have to face South Canterbury this weekend because, they're also sitting on 20 points. And but they'll still get overtaken by either Poverty Bay at least because Poverty Bay play the East Coast. And I was just talking to Val Morrison from East Coast today, trying to figure out when was the actual last time East Coast held both of the inter-club trophies there, the PJ Sayers and Anura Skip Memorial. I think it's been a long time between drinks that East Coast have had a chance. So Whanganui, for me, though, will be too strong. They'll be wanting to host something, and the Lahore Cup is, second best, so why not?
Why not indeed? So you think that's the way that's going to go. What about the news today that Nigel Walsh was named the Heartland 15 head coach? See, that came out. I had to do a double take, and I was just like, is that not Tom Walsh? Because, man, he's a big unit. They're some build, same surname. Surely there's a relationship there somewhere.
I'm not sure about that, but I reckon it's an awesome selection. I mean, you just got to look at how he's done time with North Otago, and he's been with South Canterbury a few years now, and he's got them ticking along really nicely. I just think it's great. He's going to be ably assisted by Jason Hamlin from Whanganui, and of course I think it's December the 5th. They all get together at a camp in Taupo, and then we'll have a game on a Sunday against the New Zealand Barbarians, and let's just hope and fingers crossed that it will be televised.
Yeah, fingers crossed indeed, yeah. It's a great shout, isn't it? I mean, they have a different coach every year, so it's good to see Nigel get a crack, and there is still some Whanganui involvement as well.
Totally. I mean, we can't... they won't name a squad until after the finals, but the thing is, it'll be interesting to see who does make that team, and I'm guessing there'll be a few Thames Valley boys in there as well, because we haven't even touched on that yet. They're playing the King Country this weekend in Te Aroha, and now this game is what they call the Goldfields charity match, and they will be actually, the jersey will be officially launched tomorrow night, a special charity jersey that Teams Valley wear, and that all gets auctioned off for the Goldfields School, and it's something they've been doing for the last few years, and they've raised, you know, much needed funds for that particular school. I believe it has special needs students that go there, and so keep an eye out on that, and if you want to get a piece of unique rugby history, just follow their Facebook page to see how you can get your hands on one of these commemorative jerseys that will be up for auction.
Yeah, so there you go. We have that round kicking off at 2 o'clock, Thames Valley versus King Country. Thames Valley the pick there. West Coast to beat Buller, Kevin?
Yes.
And Poverty Bay to beat East Coast. White it up a bush.
No,
to,
I'll go East Coast, Poverty Bay.
Oh, the bush to beat Horowhenua Kapiti.
Yep.
South Canterbury beat Nid Canterbury and Whanganui beat North Otago. Have I got it right?
Yep, you've got it right. And East Coast to do the double on Poverty.
Beautiful. Good stuff. Thanks very much for coming on. Kevin here from rugbyheartland.co.nz.